News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
248 jobs are about to be created in Ireland's local authorities to expand walking and cycling facilities all over the country. And Eamon Ryan, Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications and indeed Minister for Transport, made the announcement and joins us now to discuss it, among other things. Minister, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Tell us what's going to happen about the jobs, but also about these greenways that are being rolled out, which I'm sure people will be enthusiastic about.
I mean, people would be enthusiastic. I suppose we'd have to say, first of all, in terms of the context of what's happening in our hospitals and so on, you know, that's our first focus, clearly. But this is part of what it's what people are calling building back better. Okay, so as we start to manage and get control of this virus and return to some sort of normal, we want to return to normal that actually does build back better. And part of that is that build back better in our local environment so that it's a safer place to walk and cycle and for people with disabilities, and it's a really better local environment. I think one of the things that's happened in this pandemic is people have connected back to walking and cycling.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
What we want to do is make sure that actually that increases, that it actually it's safer to cycle to school or to the work or to the shops. And that we build stronger local communities. To do that, we need real expertise within the local authorities. And so what this is bringing about 250, as you say, new engineers, designers, landscape architects, planners, skilled people who will deliver about 1,000 kilometres of new cycleways and better pedestrian facilities. And they'll be done focused in both local authorities and in new regional design offices. So those regional design offices covering a variety of different counties, and with local authorities, strong established offices in like Cork, Limerick, Galway, Waterford, Dublin. It's going to transform our country for the better. It is the transport systems that are coming. The example of building back better at the moment, Paris, if anyone is following what's happening there, have completely transformed how the city is working by putting in such infrastructure and seeing a huge increase in the number of people being able to walk and cycle, and you transform the city.
Yeah.
You transform
I think it is a very positive story, and it is a very nice story to have some positivity. And you're right about people walking and outdoor pursuits being to the forefront in the pandemic. But speaking of the pandemic, Minister, cases stubbornly high still. Is there something, in your view, more that we should be doing at this point?
We have to keep doing what we're doing at the moment, because while it is very, Paul Reid, I think, is on your programme later, it is a very, very worrying situation, the number of cases in ICU and in our hospital. There is, but what we're doing is working. If you look at the, so first what happened was the positive sign that the number of contacts people had on average really fell. It had been up 4 or 5 and went down to 2. Now the second indicator, which is critical, is that the positivity, so that the number of people, if we test 100 people, how many are positive? And a week or two ago, that was up to mid-20s. Now it's down to closer to 10 and falling. And it's been steadily falling in the last week plus. And what I'm hearing from Philip Ryan and modelling people is that that is also translating.
Have we lost Minister Ryan there? It appears that we may have. We will obviously try and get Minister Ryan back. Shane, you are a keen fan of the walking, and you're a keen fan of the greenways. And that is why Minister Ryan is, in fact, on the programme this morning. A good news story for once.
It's one of the really good things that could come out of this awful COVID thing. And I've seen it around the city already, reclaiming the city, cafes with seats outside, cycle lanes are starting to pop up. Now, we've a long way to go, and I think Eamon Ryan would be the first to say that. But I credit where credit is due. I think it's a really, really good initiative. We should be out cycling more, we should be out walking more, and I was really enthused by it listening to
most,
the minister
most
there.
Particularly as well, because, and I will be asking Minister Ryan as soon as we get him back on the line. Do we have Minister Ryan? We do. I'm going to ask you, Minister Ryan. I was speaking to Shane there, but I hear what you're saying. Do the same things. It is, we're turning a corner, and that's good. But we know that Tony Holohan, Chief Medical Officer, has advised that probably due to the new variants, higher transmissibility, that we need tighter restrictions on travel into the country. Why haven't we seen that happen as yet? He says that the PCR tests before, you know, 3 days before someone arrives, they're simply not robust enough alone to contain the spread.
He's right. And it was never, I suppose, there was always this, one of the issues going back for months when we looked at this, is that it doesn't give a foolproof cover, that you do have false negatives coming through. And it is true, we have to look and do more because of these new variants, and because we really want to get to the end of this safely. We did immediately, as soon as we heard about this UK variant and increased transmissibility, the next day we introduced a ban on travel. And then we followed up with following the European Centre of Disease Control, the sort of medical advice about, yeah, do this in the best medical way. And part of that, the screening, the requirement for PCRs, is just an extra layer. It's not to replace.
It is, but what about the two things people are calling for? Antigen testing happening speedily and mandatory quarantine. I understand the difficulties about bringing in mandatory quarantine. We've heard Leo Varadkar come out and describe them as well. But these new variants appear to be driving infections in great numbers. Surely it's time to revisit this issue.
Well, first isn't the first one, antigen testing, and that will be an additional measure. We will be introducing antigen testing it'll be for hauliers, and it's because the French government, and there is concern, and we do have to look at doing more. And the Taoiseach at the European Council meeting last night, I think, came back and said, yes, there is going to be further measures, or we're going to have to look at with our European colleagues, because we do
quarantine
have to do this in a coordinated way. Included, but first we will be introducing additional antigen testing on hauliers, and that presents real difficulties, but we're doing it for that because the French are looking for that extra safety layer.
In
terms of quarantine, the quarantine would apply listening to, again, health advice and others. The question is, do we apply it on those who don't have a PCR test coming in? Now, the truth is that number is down to a minute number, because the airlines are checking before someone goes on board.
But Minister, should it not be everyone has a PCR test and everyone is quarantined? We've seen people back to normal life in New Zealand. We've seen them in Australia. What's stopping us from doing this? Is it the North?
Yes, for one reason, the main reason, because we do have an open border. We won't seal that border. As long as we have that border.
Okay. And that's fair enough with the political sensitivities on this island. Has Downing Street been approached about an all-island policy, or indeed the Northern Executive? Has the Irish government asked for that to happen?
Yes, I mean, we're constantly in touch with colleagues up north and with the UK. And
we've asked for an all-island approach.
An all-island, in terms of looking always for cooperation in terms of how we apply. But there are political sensitivities around that up north. And so it isn't something that's in our remit. We don't have complete control.
Two quick questions for you before I let you go. Restrictions, we know that they're not going to end next weekend when this set runs out. Is it Paddy's Day that we're looking at? A lot of that is in the papers.
I think it'll be varied. Obviously the first issue is around our Leaving Cert students and special needs classes, in terms of a return to class for them is probably the first key issue. I think there will be variation. For example, construction workers, where we saw the really very low levels of transmission, working in open air is very different to maybe some other work areas. So I think it will not be immediate. This is what the European Centre of Disease Control said last night.
But for people who want some kind of hope, as in we know where we're at, but you know that we won't be here in September, does Paddy's Day seem like a reasonable time that we might see some easing of these restrictions, six weeks beyond the end?
And some categories potentially earlier than that.
Very lastly, as Minister for Transport, plans have been abandoned to introduce graduated speeding fines. So there is no greater penalty now for somebody who does 250 kilometres an hour on a country road, or somebody who's 3 kilometres over and gets caught with a Gatsa gun. Is that a reasonable thing in your view?
Well, first things first, I am introducing legislation, or we're finalising legislation to be introduced shortly in the octaves, which would be introducing variable speed limits. And we're doing that for safety reasons, so that, for example, in the likes of the M50, if you have an accident, what we want to do, or if there's very heavy traffic volumes, we want to be able to bring the speeds down very quickly and introduce that. I don't want to be introducing two different variable speed limits at the one time, okay, and variable fines at the same time. It's a safety first for my priority is getting those variable and lower speed limits in as a way of saving lives, which is, everyone agrees, the kind of first priority.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Green Party leader and Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan.